From the Tennessee Valley Sports Authority, Sports Radio 730 The Ump presents The Griff Show with Scott Griffin. Call now, 1-866-485-WUMP. That's 1-866-485-9867. Now, kicking your afternoon drive into high gear, here's Griff.
Here on the program, Alabama basketball coming up tonight in about 30 minutes, well, about 26 minutes from now. You will have the pregame with Chris Stewart and Brian Pasink on this show, and then also have the game, the tip-off, coming up at 6 o'clock on the Griff Show. Joe Dean scheduled to join us in just a few moments from now. And we're talking a lot of things going on in the SEC and nationally with Joe Dean. There's some major stuff going on. Ryan Braun, again, does not have to serve his suspension. Tony Stewart, Matt Kenseth win the Twins today. I call them the Twins. Gatorade Duels, they call them now. In Daytona. Braun not suspended. Bama, Arkansas tonight. We had a high school update with Scott Tyson earlier on the show from the Northwest Regionals in Hanceville. So we got all that going on as well. 866-485-9867, the number to grab in some time on the show as we're trying to reach Joe Dean Jr. right now on the program. And it's huge these last few weeks. Big game tonight for Bama, Arkansas, as we talked about. Just might be, if it's not must win, it's as close as it gets to must win. And you know, it's a deal where many are saying must win. I don't know if I call it that. And we'll get Joe Dean's take on it as well, because you could call it must win for Arkansas, too. And big game tonight. A lot of big games this week and this weekend. And joining us, the athletic director, Birmingham Southern, color commentator, SEC Network, SEC Sports, many places, Joe Dean Jr. Joe, how are you?
Doing great, Scott. How are you today?
Doing well. Proud grandpapa as well.
Yeah, that's right. Little Will the Thrill came on the scene last week here in Birmingham. We're excited. He's a good-looking point guard, Scott. He's got a good first step.
Wow.
I'll tell you what he does extremely well. He dribbles well, very well. He dribbles very well.
Can he go left? Yeah.
Scott, all my folks go left, Scott. All my folks go left.
That's fantastic.
When you enter the Dean family, you got to go.
Yeah, got to go left. That's fantastic. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
And the family.
Thank you.
How do you view this game tonight? I'm not one that's big on absolutes, but is this an absolute for Alabama tonight?
I don't know if it's absolute, but it's very important. There's no doubt about that. They, you know, they're on that bubble that we like to talk about this time of the year. I think, you know, they've got a really good chance. Joe Lunardi last week had him as a 10 seed in the tournament, and we all know Joe's the guru of the brackets.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've got four games left starting tonight, and it would really help them if they could find a way to go on the road to Fayetteville and win. You know, Arkansas is reeling a little bit. They got blown out by Florida last week at home, and so I think it's a good chance for Alabama. I'm disappointed Jermichael Green's not going to play.
Yeah.
Because I think it would help them if he was. You know, I'm not questioning Anthony Grant. I mean, he's doing what he thinks he has to do, and I respect that. But I just think it would really help them if they had Green in there tonight.
Oh, there's no question. And I talked about this, but in an odd way. Now, certainly Green and Mitchell were instrumental in that six-point win earlier, rebounding, interior defense, scoring. But in an odd way, what they miss from those things, they do gain ball handling against pressure. Now, I don't know if that's going to matter or not, but.
And that's a, you know, Scott, that's a very good point. I didn't know you knew that much about basketball, but I think Arkansas is the one team that you don't really need to have a great, you know, inside game or a lot of post presence or whatever, because they are going to play relatively small. They are going to run and press, and they'll let you get easy shots. I've seen Arkansas play a couple of times, and their pressure is not the kind of pressure that we used to see in the Nolan Richardson day. They don't have that. They don't have the players yet to do that.
No.
So consequently, when they pressure you, you can break the press and get down and really get some easy looks at the basket. And the thing Alabama's got to do, they got to take it all the way to the goal. They don't need to settle for a perimeter jump shot, because that's what Arkansas wants you to do, is to settle for an outside shot early in the possession where they can get it off the board and run it the other way and kind of get the game going up and down. So it's important that you take it all the way to the goal, try to get a layup, or try to get to the foul line.
And I tell you, the other thing about this is every team plays differently at home, but Arkansas more pronounced. Why, do you think?
Well, I think a lot of it is just the environment in Bud Walton Arena. It's a really special place. It has a lot of tradition. They have great crowds that are very enthusiastic. The band puts on a show. They probably do the best job in the SEC of game presentation, if you will, with cheerleaders and music and lights and, you know, just all the calling the Hogs and all of that stuff. And I just think it really lifts those kids up. And, you know, when you have good athletic ability, you can run and jump, you got good speed, I think it just elevates your play a little bit more. So I think that's the nature of Arkansas's team. I saw them play at LSU, and I thought they were very average. That was the first time I'd seen them in person, and I thought they were very average. So, you know, they're not going to make the NCAA tournament, but, you know, they can certainly have a say as to who does, and certainly Alabama is one of those teams that has a chance, and they're Arkansas standing in their way tonight.
Talk to me about Kentucky, because in years past I've looked at them as very talented. But, you know, there's some holes there, and they likely would get upset in the tournament. I don't get that feeling when I watch this team now.
Yeah, I'm with you, Scott. I don't either. I hate to just make bold predictions, because anything can happen,
Sure. Especially
when it's a one-and-done pressure situation in the NCAA tournament. But I don't think anybody's going to beat this team. I really don't. I was so impressed the other night watching them play Mississippi State. They were down double figures, and State was playing great. The crowd was into it, and they just have that "we're not going to get beat" mentality.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to get beat. And you've been around athletics like me, and you've seen teams like that have that certain determination and that certain confidence that, you know, you're not going to beat us. And that's kind of what Kentucky is, and it's kind of interesting because, you know, three freshmen are the key to the team, and Kid Gilchrist is the key in my mind, because he has such a ferocious mentality, the way he attacks on both ends and plays so hard. And the point guard Teague has really gotten better. And I tell you, let's give John Calipari credit. He's really done a good job coaching this team. He really has.
Oh, and they play great defense. They take good shots. But the other thing is, I've seen guys melt when Calipari just crawls them. These guys don't melt. Like you said, there's some kind of confidence there, and these are the right personalities to take what he dishes out and take the wheat from the chaff and separate it from the old coach, I guess.
Yeah, and he talks about that. I've been done two of his games, which gives me access to him before the game to talk and ask some questions. And, you know, I've asked him about how he's able to get after the freshman guys and get them, you know, to where they don't sulk or pout or, you know, get down on themselves when he gets on. And he said, "Joe, these three kids are very unique. They want me to get on them. They want me to make them better. They want to play in the NBA, and they know they've got to get better if they're going to do it." And, you know, you just don't find kids like that a lot, you know. And these kids have a tough mental attitude, and it doesn't bother them when he gets on them. And he's not really getting on them a whole lot anymore. They're playing so well. He's saying, you know, "Hey, I just make sure they're getting better fundamentally on their skills, and I'm just kind of cheering them on right now," is what he's doing with them.
Joe Dean Jr., our guest for a few minutes here on the Griff Show, SEC basketball analyst. Why is Florida rocking right now?
They've got good athletes, and they shoot the ball extremely well. They're very skilled, probably the most skilled team in the league. They're not the toughest team in the league, and that's why they get exposed to a physical team like Tennessee, who's beaten them twice. And a lot of what they're going to do in March is going to be determined by their matchup. If they play a physical, aggressive team, they could have some problems. You know, Ole Miss, who's not a great team, Ole Miss 5-8 in the league, but Ole Miss had them on the ropes in Oxford. They had them up 16 and ended up getting beat at the end by 4. Ole Miss is one of those tough, physical kind of teams.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to be careful that way. But I'll tell you what, when they get going up and down, when they shoot the ball, and they have 5 guys that can make threes on that team, they're tough to guard.
Vanderbilt plays Kentucky. It's not meaningless, but certainly Vanderbilt could be playing for seeding.
Yeah.
There, right? I mean.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. That game is more important for Vanderbilt. It doesn't mean a whole lot to Kentucky.
No.
Kentucky's going to be the number one seed, but Vanderbilt, you know, they're probably looking at a 6 or 7 seed right now. If they could go into Lexington and win, they could jump into maybe a 4 seed. And trust me, there's a big difference between being a 4 seed and a 7 seed. If you're a 4, you're playing a 13, which means you're playing a low major, mid major conference champion. You're playing, you know, the Horizon League champion or the MAC champion or one of those. And that's a lot different than playing maybe the 6th team out of the ACC, you know, or the 5th team out of the Big 12 kind of thing.
Now, I'm all about quality losses. I think a lot of people don't understand that. Certainly it was for Mississippi State. However, it was 4 in a row.
Yeah.
How should we view them right now? I mean, played their guts out.
They may be playing their way out if they're not careful. The Georgia loss at home is a bad loss. The Auburn loss in Auburn is a bad loss. Although, you know, Auburn's tough to beat at Auburn. Tony's done a really good job, and those kids, they bust it over there and make it hard. But if you're trying to get in the NCAA tournament, you got to win at Auburn. You got to win at South Carolina. You got to beat Georgia. You got to win those games. And the State's lost 2 of those to teams in the lower half of the conference, which is not going to help them. So, you know, they've got a huge game Saturday in Tuscaloosa. It's huge for both of them. This might be the biggest game of the year, Saturday in Tuscaloosa, Mississippi State, Alabama, from the standpoint that both teams are on the NCAA bubble and both need to win the game.
Yeah, that's the bookend from tonight's Bama-Arkansas game.
Exactly.
And even if Alabama wins this one and the other one, they still need to win that one.
No question about it. Yeah, I mean, if Alabama loses tonight in Fayetteville, Saturday's game is probably the NCAA tournament game. You know, it really is.
What Anthony Grant, and talk about this a little bit, because you know enough people have been on a tournament. In years past, people don't get this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think my understanding was committee members would understand injuries and different things when evaluating a team, and if a guy came back or whatever.
Absolutely.
How would they look at suspensions on this team?
They'll look at it the same way. They're going to look at Alabama's record and their wins when they had everybody. And they're going to start looking at what they do without Tony Mitchell, because they're not going to have Tony Mitchell in the NCAA tournament, so you can't count the fact that they didn't have him at LSU, they didn't have him at home against Florida. You can't count that, but you can count the fact that they didn't have JaMychal Green. The loss at LSU to the committee is like it didn't even happen. You know, they won't even consider that game, you know, because they had 4 kids out, 3 that are still on the team. So that will help Alabama a little bit. But again, you know, they've got 4 games to go starting tonight, and you know, you're at the stage of the season, you've just got to get on a run, and you've got to win these games. And these are winnable games for Alabama. They're every bit as good, if not better, than Arkansas. And they can certainly play with Mississippi State at home. So, huge week for the Tide.
No question. Couple of questions on the national scene. I love Tom Izzo. I don't think I've ever seen a guy have a team that everybody doesn't talk a lot about the first of a year. And I've never seen a guy peak teams like this guy. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Scott. And, you know, it's funny, and you know this, the teams a lot of times, mainly in basketball, I don't know so much about in football, maybe they do in football, I don't know, but in basketball, teams a lot of times, especially good teams, they reflect the personality of their coach. They really do. And in this case, I think that's what's happening with Michigan State. Tom Izzo's kind of a, you know, he's a Northern Michigan, tough, kind of industrial kind of guy. And he wants his guys to play tough D and rebound the basketball. That's, you know, if you don't play tough D and rebound the basketball, you're not going to play for him. And, of course, he recruits talented offensive players,
right,
so that's
right.
why their teams are good. John Calipari told me when I was doing one of his games in the shoot-around in the morning session, I said, you obviously got a team that can make the Final Four. Who are some of the teams out there that you worry about? And Michigan State was the first one he mentioned. He said, I hope we don't have to play Michigan State before we get to the Final Four. He said, they are tough, and they are a tough out. Think about this, Scott. Michigan State won at Wisconsin and won at Ohio State. Those are two very tough places to win.
Unbelievable. The most dominating rebounding team in the country, they grabbed 57% of offensive and defensive boards.
In the internet,
that's
Greg,
crazy.
You're sitting there looking at the internet.
Well, I just happened to look at that. I mean, it is. But, I mean, we know they're good rebounding, but I had no idea they're grabbing almost 60% of the boards.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's crazy.
I mean, when you think about that, that's phenomenal, really.
Yeah. Final question. There's a lot. I see a lot of talk on the internet about Calhoun. Should he step down? Is he becoming the Bowden Paterno of college basketball? You know, I don't know. He's sat out some games the last few years for various reasons. Any thought to that at all? Is it time? You got to know a time.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have strong feelings either way on that. To me, every institution needs to do what is best for their institution. And the University of Connecticut's going to decide what they're going to do in that regard, like Penn State did with the football thing. So, you know, he's won three national championships there. Nobody ever won a national championship before they got there. I wonder if anybody will win one after he leaves. So maybe he's earned the right to kind of go out on his own terms.
All right. And what games you got this weekend?
Well, I've got Ole Miss. I've got LSU and Ole Miss in Oxford on Saturday. But, Scott, the Birmingham Southern Panthers are the winningest team in Alabama. You do know that.
They are unbelievable. They're rocking.
24-1, ninth in the nation. And we're starting our conference tournament tomorrow, 1 o'clock in Bill Battle Coliseum. We're hosting the conference tournament. We're three games away from making the NCAA tournament. First time we're eligible this year, so we're excited about it.
And that place breeds basketball winning. It's great, whatever level, it doesn't matter. I mean, winning comes out of there on the hill. It's crazy.
You're right. I mean, since Murray Arnold came in the early 70s, the Birmingham Southern basketball team has been extremely successful all the way through to 2012, winning a lot of championships and putting out a lot of great basketball players with a bunch of different coaches. So it's another great year. Chris Gray's our first-year head coach. He's done a great job. We've got a fun team to watch, and we're kind of keeping our fingers crossed we can keep it going this weekend. We've won 42 straight at home, so knock on wood, hope we can keep it going.
Unbelievable. Joe, thank you. We appreciate
it.
Good luck in that. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
That's Joe Dean, SEC basketball analyst. He always joins us. Fantastic guest. Knows his stuff. Best basketball guest we have here on The Griff Show. 22 minutes after the hour. We'll take a break, come back just a few minutes away from that huge game, Bama, Arkansas. We're about, 38 minutes from tip. You can enjoy it on the drive home and also keep it here on the Ump for weather updates as well. We'll be back in a moment.
The Griff Show.